keypad, and we'll work those questions in to the coaches as soon as possible. Also, for those fans who might be listening on CASports.com, if you have a Twitter account, you can tweet us at CA Football if you have questions for the coaches, and we'll also work the questions in that way. We'll get our call underway this morning, and we begin the call, as we always do, with the head coach of the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A four-straight win for the Black Bears as you guys go on the road and defeat Rhode Island 28-21. When we talked last Monday, you said, forget the records. Anytime Maine and Rhodey get together, it's going to be a close game, and you called it right from the outset. Give me your analysis of the game.
Yeah, we were prepared to be in a battle. We always have tight games with Rhodey. They're well coached, and they play just as hard as us. So we knew going into it that there's no easy games for us this year. So, it was a little bit back and forth. We started it off great. Josh Mack with a 65-yard, touchdown run on the first drive. I thought we could have probably established a little bit of a larger lead. We missed some throws early on in the game. But then it was, it was really back and forth, with big plays, probably more from them than us. Obviously we found a way to win another game in the fourth quarter in a 2-minute situation. So it's just another road game that it was exciting to be a part of, and obviously to get the win on the road again, and to get 4 in a row. It was just great for our kids. And, like I said, we didn't go into the game thinking it was going to be any different than any other game we played. We're not good enough to take anyone lightly. We know that. We're working to become a good football team. And obviously the biggest part about Saturday is we got to win.
Defensively, I want to start on the defensive side of the ball. You guys limit them to 83 yards on the ground, which with a back like Harold Cooper is noteworthy. But they throw for 347, which is something that they really haven't done all year long. Were you surprised that they threw the ball so much?
I think going into it, I truly believe they got some talented wideouts. They got kids with speed. I know they've played a couple different quarterbacks, but, the Vazano kid is coming into his own. He can throw the ball well, and they made some big plays on us. You got to give them credit. They ran by us on a couple. Their first touchdown, I felt like we were in good position, and their kid just made a play. But obviously I think it always starts with our defense. We want to stop the run. And if we continue to do that, and then obviously run the ball effectively on offense, we'll be in games. So I was pleased with that. I think we all were about a back like Cooper being able to control him. He still got out on a couple with some great runs. But I think, anytime we can make a team hopefully one-dimensional and make that via the pass, we'll take that. We just got to make some more plays, and just tighten up our coverage a little bit and do some different things. But we're pleased. But we got to eliminate the big play going forward.
I guess that's the bad news of it, is the big plays and the yardage number. The good news is you guys pick off 5 passes from 5 different guys, including one that got brought back for a touchdown, and then a huge play at the end of the game. Talk about some of the plays, some of the big plays your defensive backs did make.
Yeah, I thought we had a couple guys that have stepped in and done a really nice job. Darius Hart's starting to come along. I think he's got an interception in 3 straight games. With DeAndre Scott being out, he has stepped up and played really well. Obviously with the return for a touchdown, a D lineman, Connor Walsh, had that big play, which was tipped at the line of scrimmage. And then Darius Green, our nose, get the pick on a screen. So, obviously we're a very opportunistic defense. If we can continue to turn teams, over and take advantage of those things, that'll be great. I think we still need to do a better job of sometimes when we do get turnovers, we got to capitalize and score. I know that's something that the last couple weeks, we've been emphasizing. We just got to continue to do that on the offensive side of the ball. So it's great to see guys making plays. There's no doubt about it. And I think the more you make them, hopefully going forward, we'll continue to make those plays.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. And we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Leah.
Your question comes from the line of Mike Lowe with Portland Press.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Couple of questions for you. First, the defense. You did rotate a lot of guys into the secondary, it seems, Saturday. I thought maybe a little more than usual. Was that part of the plan? Seems to be a lot of guys back there at different phases in the game.
I think it's just something that, with the amount of guys we play, we don't play a lot of guys to begin with. So with special teams and different things like that, that we need to execute well on. We never want to, kind of take the back door to special teams. So we got to play some guys, and that comes with rotating some guys in for some series. We got to continue to do that. We trust those guys, but I think just going into it, I mean, we're kind of down numbers with DeAndre being out. So we got to do some things to help those guys out and to stay fresh. So we'll continue to do that. It wasn't really anything new. It was just also, I thought, probably the coaches felt like a couple of the guys weren't really playing that well at times, so we wanted to get some different guys in and see what they could do. So I think that had a factor in it. But, we only traveled eight guys in our secondary anyway because of injury and some different things. So we're going to have to continue to play all those guys.
Any other questions concerning Dan Collins? He completed less than half his passes again, and it seems on Saturday he was going back to trying to hit the deep ball a lot rather than the check downs. Is that something you've talked to him, after going over to film on Sunday and looked at? Because, the previous two games he was checking down and his completion rate was higher, which kept the drives going. But Saturday it seemed he was locking in a deep ball again.
Yeah, no, he probably didn't have his best game. I think he would have been on track. We missed a throw to Micah, early when it was 7-0. It was our first play of the second possession. We missed him, and I think if we would have gotten that, maybe we would have changed a couple things. I know one play doesn't change a game, but that could have been a big momentum thing for us. And I got to give credit to them. I mean, they're a feisty defense. They play hard, and we knew that. They were going to do some things that were going to challenge us. Obviously Danny's got to make some better reads and some better throws, and that goes back to us as coaches putting them in a better position with some of the things. But ultimately, the player's got to execute it, and we'll continue to put them in those situations. But it's nothing to be alarmed about or anything like that. I mean, you're going to have some off days, but the bottom line is he didn't turn the ball over, which was key in a game like that, especially with the weather that we had. So I was very pleased with that. And obviously he makes the big play in the fourth quarter to Micah Wright. So, he responded at times, and that's what a good quarterback does.
And if you don't mind, one last question. Your offensive line, you've got to be really pleased with the way that group has come together because, again, you ran over 200 yards again on Saturday, I believe. They're really coming on.
Yeah, no, they're doing a nice job. And I said in the beginning of the year, we don't have a lot of big-name guys, on that in terms of, all-league players, but they're guys that had experience, a lot of CAA football experience. And I think the more games we play going forward, that group is going to continue to come together. I think Max Andrews, what he has done has been extremely impressive, moving from tight end position into center. I mean, that's something that we had to do, and he's really, really, really done a nice job. But the whole group, just in general, I still think we can improve. I know the coaches think that. And if we could just put the whole package together and to play more consistent, and that's probably our message this week, is we just want to put a complete game together.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
No problem.
Joe, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but 201 yards rushing, and we've talked about it a little bit before, but you had three backs that you kind of split carries. I think carries were 9, 10, and 11, and you mentioned Josh Mack with the big day with 115 on 11 carries. How did you go about kind of alternating those guys around, and what do you like about being able to maybe give different looks with different backs?
Yeah, I would say that it's a challenging thing for the coaching staff because you kind of, like I said before, I've said it again, but you kind of want to get a guy in a groove. But we have three very talented backs, and obviously the way Josh ran it the first series, and then Darian Davis-Ray continues to hit the hole hard and get downhill, and then obviously Zaire has ability too. So we just try and formulate a game plan in certain personnel groups and different formations and plays that he highlights kind of each one of their talents. And like I said, it's a challenging thing, but I won't complain too much because it's a good problem to have three running backs like that.
back on the road for you guys this week with a trip to William and Mary. And what you've been able to study so far, looking at the tribe, what concerns you, and what are some of the challenges that they present?
Yeah, you know, we haven't, I think, played them since 2013, and you know, it's just a solid team. I mean, when you watch it, you know, offensively, you know, the running back Kendall Anderson is a good player. We got to tackle well, or he can make it a long day for us. I think their O-line plays well. I think the two kids, 11 and 2 on the outside, that'll be something for us to be challenged by because of their quickness and their speed. And then obviously defensively, they've been known for their defense running around, bringing a lot of pressure and things like that. So it's going to be challenging for us. There's no doubt about it. You know, we have great respect for Coach Laycock and what he's done. I mean, he's been the head coach of William & Mary 6 more years than I've been alive, so you better, you know, I was thinking about that the other day, so that's a fact. But, you know, they have our attention. They always do. Like I said, we don't have any easy games here at Maine. We never expect that, and this is just another challenge for us to go on the road, a team coming off a bye, and it should be a great game.
Before I let you go, I just want to get your view on this league race with six teams, of which you guys are one within a game of the lead. Just halfway through, but is it too early to start looking at those standings a little bit, or your guys, or do you just kind of take them one at a time?
Yeah, if I could delete Twitter from our guys' accounts and all that stuff, that would be something I would want to do, because we just got to take it week to week. I'm sure every coach is kind of thinking that probably, but we really do. I talked about it yesterday. Let's just take it week to week and try and go 1-0 for the week, and that's been our focus these last four games. Because, like I said, I think, you know, we're not there yet in terms of being able to look ahead or anything like that, and we never want to do that. So we just want to take it week to week because, you know, we need to fix us. We need to take care of us. And I keep telling the guys that it doesn't matter who we play, but we got to play a good, solid football game to have a chance. So that'll be the message this week. And, you know, we're excited about another opportunity. You know, I think we like playing on the road. And, you know, we'll look forward to having a great battle with William & Mary.
All right, Joe, safe travels to Williamsburg. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks. All right.